Matthew chapter 3. Now in those days, John the Baptist appeared on the scene, preaching in the desert of Judea, and he would say, "Repent, for the kingdom of the heavens has drawn near." For this man is the one spoken of by Isaiah the prophet, who said, "The voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Now John himself wore clothing made from camel's hair and a leather belt around his loins, while his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem and all of Judea and all the region around Jordan came out to him, and they were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You offspring of vipers, who has intimated to you to flee from the wrath to come? So produce fruit worthy of repentance, and do not think you can say to yourselves, 'We have our father Abraham.' For I say to you that God can raise children to Abraham from these stones, and the axe has already been laid at the root of the trees. For every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and is thrown into fire. Now I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than me, whose shoes I am not fit to carry. He will baptize you with Holy Spirit, he whose winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean his threshing floor, and he will gather his wheat into his storehouse, but he will burn up the chaff with inextinguishable fire." Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan, to John, in order to be baptized by him, although John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, yet do you come to me?" But Jesus answered by saying to him, "Allow it right now, for in this way it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. Then when Jesus had been baptized, straightway he came up out of the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and alighting on him. And there was a voice from the heavens which said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am very pleased."